cliffcentral.com. Womandla on cliffcentral.com.
Believe it, it's Boney M season. It's 32 days before Christmas. When I got here this morning, I said to Gareth, have you started your Boney M program yet? Because he has this thing where he's got like a preparation of all the Boney M music that you hear around the malls around this time. And I asked the youngins around here, Palesa and crew, if they can just like find me a Christmassy song, and she'd never heard this song before, so I was very horrified. So I thought, yeah, that's how I'm starting the show. Feliz Navidad, Boney M. Believe it. If you haven't heard it in the stores yet, you ain't spending enough time at the malls. But it's that season. It's the season for giving. It's the season for fighting over parking spots. It's the season for overspending. Starting this Friday, it's Black Friday again.
It was last Friday as well.
It drives me absolutely crazy, this thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why are we like taking on these silly like American especially the ones that make you spend money. I saw Halloween creeping in. Michelle, I was so irritated when Kanego said to me, Mami, are you going to take me trick-or-treating? I was like, we don't do that. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, we don't do that. No one in South Africa does that.
But have you noticed that when the Halloween before they were actually down, the Christmas decorations were up. So they're like fighting for position.
So irritates me tremendously, but it is that time of the year. And normally, Michelle, because it's the end of the month, you're here talking to us about how to spend our money wisely, what to do with our money, where to put it away, how to save it, how to make it grow, how to be grown up. Big girl panties.
Big girl panties, yeah.
About our money. And I loved it when you said to me, well, today we're going to talk about how not to spend your money. How not to spend your money, girls. I'm Phume Mashego and you're listening to Womandla. It's our Money Wednesday. And we've got our money guru here, Michelle Dave, at Mish Dave, right?
Yep, that's
at Mish Dave on Twitter. And we're talking about
how not to spend either that bonus or that savings that you've had for all the whole year to go and buy prezies. So we're going to talk about that today.
Because there's sales everywhere, right? There's Christmas presents, there's sales everywhere, there's everything that makes you itch to spend that money. Also because it's summer and you're like idling, so you spend a lot of time at the mall.
Exactly. And also what people are doing now is, remember, your Christmas hours are longer. So now it's open, the malls are open from 9 to 9. So it's a 12-hour day. I mean, if you think about the Mall of Africa is open from 9 to 9 as of next week, I think.
Never been to the Mall of Africa.
Yeah. And it's nuts. Sandton is open until sometimes 8, 9 o'clock at night. So people are encouraged to spend more. And that's why I'm just going to help you guys out a little bit. Just give you a little bit of advice of what maybe not to do.
So it is the season for giving.
Yes.
And giving usually means spending.
Okay, but giving can also mean the 10th pair of socks or the 100th tie that you've never worn. So realistically, how many gifts, and I've done it, God please forgive me for what I'm about to say, because I have done it myself, where I've received a gift and I've actually put it into a cupboard, then had to go to a party and forgotten to buy a gift and rewrap that one and just hope that it's not the person that gave me the gift.
God, that is disgusting.
I know, it's terrible. But there are some things that you get that you look at and you go, geez, that's ugly. What am I supposed to do with it? Come on, you've also had that.
No, I have a foolproof way. I have a foolproof way of buying gifts and giving presents, which is one of my favorite things in the world. Christmas is my favorite time of the year. Giving presents is my ultimate joy. I love it. I also love shopping for presents.
Yep.
Because my one rule of thumb is, what would I like to get?
Yes. That's
so
brilliant.
So I love it. And I my presents don't have to be lots of money.
Yeah, would you buy it for yourself, in other words?
But they have to be special, yes, and meaningful and quirky and fun and
that's
all
it.
Of those kinds of things. And I really, really, really love giving presents.
Mm.
Over the past couple of years, the list of people I give presents to has become smaller and smaller. Which is, you know, a function of my wallet becoming smaller and smaller.
Precisely.
But I still just love it.
And Pumi, but I think, yeah.
So how does one,
sure,
how does one like not overspend?
The thing is, I think what you've said is so valid, is that it has to be meaningful. Because if it's not meaningful, and as I said, I mean, dads are great. You give them a pair of socks for the 20th time and they're like, oh, that's wonderful. But they've got like another 50 pairs in the drawer. So again,
yeah, but they're probably one sock. 50 pairs of one,
one sock, yeah. Yeah, that's the sock monster. So the thing for me is giving is always important, and I think for most of us it's the art of giving as opposed to the receiving of a gift. Because we like to give because of the feeling we get by giving to somebody else. But you can also, as you said, your wallet has become smaller. The group of people that you are giving to is smaller. So if you're a family unit, so even for yourself and Conejo, sit down and say, right, this is the list of people that we want to give gifts to. How much are we prepared to spend? Actually work on a budget for each and every person if you want to do that. Because that way, and also look at what might benefit them. So for somebody, buying them candles may be the ideal gift because they love burning a candle when they're in the bath or just want to relax or meditate. So, perfect gift. But don't do bulk buying. In other words, sometimes we do that. We go, all right, we need to buy for 5 people. Let's just go and buy them all the same stuff because not each person's the same. But the biggest thing is stick to a budget for each person and do it as a family because everybody has a choice in that budget.
Sure. But you know, Secret Santa.
No, absolutely. But that's another thing is that you've got to, that's why I'm saying if you have a budget, have a list. If you have that list, stick to it. And that's what you were saying earlier on when you go to these malls and it is so enticing.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
There's like Christmas songs everywhere. There's
and it's 60% off and it's 70% off and it's 40%.
It's completely exciting. It makes me like it actually creates that hype.
You really do feel like Santa.
Properly creates that hype.
Absolutely.
And I've never thought about the list thing before. You know, you kind of just think about people, but the other thing is now you're walking in the mall and you're thinking,
exactly,
and you're like, you see something and you go,
that's the problem.
I could get that for so and so.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it's only 60% off.
That's where the concern for me comes in anyway, because I used to be that person. And then as you were saying, times change, budgets change, things increase, most things increase. However, our paychecks don't increase. So we need to start looking at it from a realistic perspective and say to ourselves, what can we and what can't we do? Think about kids as well. And I think Christmas really is for the kids because for them it's so exciting. You know, there's this person that comes down the chimney, drinks the milk, eats the cookies or wine or beer, whatever you've left him, and there's a gift in the morning. So for them it's that hype that leads up to that gift. But now, also with children, ask them to give you a list of 3 things that they would like. Just 3. And explain to them that maybe Santa will only be able to bring 1. But make it worthwhile for the kids. Because some people only buy for children. I mean, when I think we started about 8 years ago, where we only bought for the kids. So adults, we had great lunch, lots of wine, but we bought gifts for the kids because then we were able to spend more on the kids. So that's also a choice you can make.
So now you've got your list, now you've got your budget, and you're trying hard to stick to it. Right? trying hard to stick to it. One of the things that I've always found so fascinating about what is actually available to buy at Christmas. I mean, everybody's got a Christmas catalogue.
Yes.
And there's so much junk.
Oh, gosh, yes. No, absolutely.
There's so much junk on there. There's so much stuff that in the ordinary run of things, you would never buy this thing.
Yeah.
Is there, in your experience, you know, tricks that one should be thinking about of where to go, what to do, what to avoid,
yeah,
so as to stick to that list better?
Do you know what's great at the moment is actually online shopping. Because there you're not going to a mall. You don't have, you're not bombarded by all this festivity and the songs and the, you know, the glints and tinsel and all that kind of stuff. You actually buy online. Because now you know I would like to buy a really good pair of speakers for my brother and it's going to cost me R1,000. I know what make he likes and I've seen them before. Buy it online. Normally your shipping, if you spend over a certain amount, is like $25. So it's not expensive. You can order from Woolies. And remember, Woolies is not just food. But think about it. Isn't that also a nice gift to give somebody? They've got beautiful cookie tins with loads of cookies for the older people in the family. Mm. Now, they can nibble on that for the next month or two. And then they've still got a tin so they can put all their little bubbles in there. And it's a dual purpose almost. Mm. And that's why I'm saying sometimes shopping online is not a bad thing. Mm. Because it keeps you honest. And it keeps you out of temptation.
And when you do go to the malls.
Yeah. A great idea is really to, if you possibly can, because now you set your budget, you know what you want to buy, is to actually take cash. And I'm not talking about taking 5,000 rand cash with you, because that's just looking for trouble. But taking cash for those prezzies and leaving your credit card at home, because that credit card is going to burn a hole in your butt. Literally. And the thing is that you're not only going to buy prezzies for other people, you're going to buy prezzies for you.
Of course. Christmas is also a time for giving to yourself.
Self, yeah. So that is a nice little trick to have. And again, go to a specific place. So if you're going to purchase those little cookie tins and stuff, go to Woolies. Go and buy your cookie tins for the two grannies and the two grandpas and walk away. So start using a little bit more discipline. And again, I think, as you were saying earlier on, this is also a time to spoil a little bit. So if you and Kanekho are doing it, make a day out of it. Go in, have a breakfast together, walk around, but be disciplined and say to Kanekho, you hold the list for us. These are the things that we need to purchase. Okay, where do you think we're going to get this? Let's go and have a look for it. And make it exciting for the kids as well. So you can actually have a huge amount of fun, but at a minimal cost.
Still, my favorite piece of advice ever about going shopping is do not go hungry.
Yes. No, it's true. Absolutely. But you know what the beauty is about this time of the year as well, is most stores are giving away things for free. So if you go to Woolies, you can have a couple of chips there or a grape or two, and you walk past another little shop and they're saying, try our donuts or try our this and that. So you can actually eat your fill as well as you go along.
I love that about making it a whole day because, you know, one of the things that is deeply frustrating for me about shopping and about this time of the year is simply the fact that everybody is at the shops.
Absolutely.
So there's no parking and you're driving around for ages.
Yeah.
By the time you have found a parking spot, you're so hot and bothered.
Yes, that you actually just want to go home.
Then you actually do just want to go home and you're just angry at everyone. So the idea of making a day out of it is actually quite a wonderful idea.
Yes.
Because then you know I'm going to spend 4 hours here.
Correct.
So if I spend another 10 minutes looking for parking,
it's not
such a big deal.
And involve the family. And I think that's what makes it exciting as well, is involve everybody in this process, because that's what it is. It's a process.
So you've got 32 days. Do it early.
Yes.
Is one of the other favorite advices, is do it early. You don't have to do everything at the same time on the 23rd.
No. Well, most of us do, but But that's it. And this is also the ideal time of the year to use your loyalty bonuses. Ideal. So people with a Dis-Chem card, you've built up during the year. Or with a Clicks card, you've built up points during the year. This is the ideal time to use it. Because you get beautiful little gift sets that you can give to moms and aunts and friends and so on, which are really nice. And people always like bath things or hand creams or body lotions, and they package them really beautifully. So use your loyalty bonuses for that.
My mother, I always want to, always want to. So, you know, like there's the stickies thing at Pick and Pay, which is... like every
just
second
gone past
thing.
The other one, not this.
Every second thing is we have to go to Pick and Pay.
Yep.
We have to spend 150 rand. We have to get a sticky. But one of the things that I have never done in all the years that I've had that bloody card, that whatever that blue
no,
card,
the Pick and Pay card.
What is it called? Smart Shopper.
Smart Shopper card.
But my mother told me last year how she at the end, so she just always spends the whole year accumulating these points. And then at the end of the year, at this time, she will go and redeem it and she's got a good 500 bucks.
Exactly.
To spend, which I've never thought about.
Yeah.
That's actually...
That's your Christmas lunch. That's a gammon. That's a turkey. You've bought it and you haven't even spent a cent on it. Mm. It's free. If you think about it.
So this is the time to also think about, we must remember this for the January show. This is also the time to start, you know, you spend, clean out all of the the e-bucks, the smart shoppers,
it's
every
fantastic.
One of those.
For me, if you think about it, let's just take an example. So say now, for instance, I've got e-bucks, I've got a Dis-Chem card, I've got a Clicks card, and I've got a Smart Shopper card.
Big wallet.
And no, just lots of cards. And also, obviously, your Woolworths Rewards just gives you instant discounts, which is great. But
they do send you vouchers. I got an SMS the other day with the voucher, which
but it's
was
brilliant.
So lovely.
No, it is nice. So you obviously spend more at Woolies than I do. So, but if you look at it, now Pick and Pay, you can utilize that money towards your Christmas lunch. If you look at your e-bucks, now e-bucks you can spend anywhere. If it's electronics, you can go through to Macro. Gosh, e-bucks you can use anywhere. You can go to, CD Place, Lick and Listen. You can spend money there. So just by using your day-to-day FNB account accumulates e-bucks. And you can accumulate up to 2,000 rand just by using your monthly spend, because that's where you get your money from.
I have never thought about that. I have never thought about how... I don't think I even know how much e-bucks I actually have, because I
have
an FNB account.
Yeah.
And I just never look at it.
Do me a favor and look.
And have never. And what I keep seeing...
You get little SMSs to say you've been rewarded by X with X amount of e-bucks.
I also have 28 SMSs I've never read on my phone. They're just
cool, that helps.
One of those things. Might be those SMSs. But I keep seeing an email telling me about this like e-buck crazy thing. Just
look at your statement. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised.
And that you can use it anyway. I've never thought about that.
So, I mean...
Note to self.
Yeah. So, those are the kinds of things where you can also save money. So, we're talking about people that may be getting a 13th check, people that maybe get bonuses. But if you don't get those two, use your loyalty program and your loyalty cards to purchase your gifts. Because it's not costing you anything. It's free.
And you've accumulated it over
there. Exactly. You've accumulated it over the year.
Nice one. Where not to spend, how not to spend or overspend this Christmas. It's a crazy and a terrible thing to think that even at this time, you still have to concentrate and work on a budget. You still have to concentrate. And I think the one thing that I've definitely learned over the past 2 years that we've been doing this show is the importance of discipline. It's like a muscle that even as you're going to spend, it's important to like tell yourself, I'm only going to spend this
Correct.
And not much more.
Correct. The thing is that the discipline, as you said, is not just, so if you're budgeting this month, put in, your Christmas present costing. Put it in. Put it in your, remember, your grocery costing is going to go up for this month. And that's
yeah, because you're at home.
Yeah. First, you're at home. The kids are at
the
home.
Fridge every 2 minutes.
The kids are at home. So your costing is going to go up because friends are going to come across and they're going to have a little bit of a watch a movie, play a game, two bottles of Coke, popcorn, chips. It's going to be more expensive. But that's another thing that people can think of maybe this year is there's two ways of looking at your Christmas lunch. If people are coming for a Christmas lunch, it's normally the host which will provide most of the stuff and then people will bring drinks and stuff like it. What if each person brings a dish? So you can actually have a whole family, each family brings a dish and you have this incredible meal that everybody eats off for the next 3 weeks. Think about it. Or instead of having a lunch, have a brunch. It's going to cost you less.
Because it's only bacon and eggs.
Yes. And you can still have champagne and orange juice because the flight went or the Boeing went over somewhere in the world. So you're still good. But that's why I'm saying just look at it because times are hard at the moment for a lot of people. We're seeing it in the financial industry hugely at this point. People are being retrenched. And you know what the worst for me is that people are being retrenched just before the end of the year. Just before they're supposed to get their 13th checks or bonuses. And I don't know if it's companies that are really sitting in a financial situation where they cannot afford these people anymore or whether it's just really bad timing. So people are sitting without jobs. We are seeing a lot of people lapsing policies, not because they want to, but because they have no option. So people have worked so hard for what they have, and yet they're sitting in situations where they literally cannot carry on with their premiums. And we're seeing a huge amount of that. And it's particularly November, December, January that we see that.
Sure, we're talking about how not to spend all your money this Christmas. I'm Pumi Mashego and I'm with Michelle, as we do around this time every month, around this time, just before your paycheck comes.
Also remember, most people are going to be paid on the 15th.
I want us to chat about that when we get back, but because we're in the mood for Christmas.
Yes.
Because we're talking Christmas, we're talking all things Christmas, and because there's actually only 32 days left before the big day, before Santa comes down the chimney, I am going to help you acclimate yourself to the fact that there's Christmas carols everywhere.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Christmas is on the way, and so is the happiest family event of the year. Join us in celebrating 10 years of the Parkview Charity Christmas Market. At the George Hay Park in Parkview, from the 25th to the 27th of November, the Christmas Market is a weekend of fun, unique arts and crafts, brilliant gift ideas, kids' fun galore, big screen sports, a beer tent, and a champagne and oyster bar. Parkview Christmas Market for a great time, with all proceeds going to charity.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Yep, it's Christmas time. It's the slow descent to Christmas Day. It's 32 days to go. That's like a month, which is horrifying and shocking for me. I can't believe where this year has been. It's the time for giving. It's the time for presents. It's the time for overspending. And it is the time for getting your paycheck early.
Yep.
One of the things that will happen to a lot of people next month is most people get paid on the 15th or whatever that close to that before the 16th kind of day is. And I remember, Michelle, when I started working in my first, like, the first December that I had, I'd moved out of home, I had my own flat, and it was so exciting working in advertising, and then you get your little paycheck, and it's like the 17th of December or something, and the next time you're going to get paid is the 25th of January, yep. And then you're spending that money.
Six weeks.
How does one not fall into that trap of spending all your money and having the worst, most horrendous January in the history of?
There's a couple of tips that I can give you which have really worked, especially for me. Do double EFTs into accounts. So ensure that your accounts are up to date for January as well. So actually pay December and January. So say, for instance, your City of Johannesburg account comes and you know that the norm is 1-1 for your rates and taxes, pay in 2-2. Actually pay it up front. And you can also phone your bank and or phone the companies, like even with your premiums, you can say to them, listen, I'm going to be making an EFT payment into this account. So that
don't debit my account.
No, they can debit you, because what I'm trying to say is that it's always there. Or you can say to them, but the first debit, or send them a letter and say, please note EFT attached for the month of January. Please see new debit order, but only from the 1st of February.
Mm.
So you can do that as well, which ensures that all your debits are paid up for December, January. So even if you're eating crackers on the 20th, your stuff is paid. And you don't have, because remember, the banks charge you for those RDs. So if it's returned.
What's RD?
If it's returned to the company. So in other words, say now, for instance, they debit my account for 100 rand and that money isn't in the account. Firstly, my bank charges me for it.
Penalty.
So look, sometimes it's only 5 rand, but it can go up to 100 rand.
Oh my God.
So do you really want to have that? It becomes quite expensive. That also means the schlep of going back to those companies, re-signing debit orders, because now it's seen as a stop debit. So pay your accounts up front. That really does work. I know it's a pain, but it works.
Well, because most of those guys will also only take the money out of your account in January. So
correct.
You get paid on the 15th or the 14th or whatever
yes.
it is. And your debits go out on the 30th
yes.
of the month
yes.
for January or yeah. whatnot. And so the debits go out.
Yeah.
And if you've spent that, so plan for it.
Plan for it.
Again, that budget thing. Every
sure.
time, Michelle, it gets me every time. So again, it's about the budget thing. Because if you have a budget, you know how much
yeah.
people... I also saw a billboard saying payment holiday, which I
yep.
thought, hey, these guys are clever, man. I don't even remember whose billboard it was. All I remember is seeing a thing saying
yes.
and holiday.
Premium holidays, yeah.
And a two-month premium break that you can apply
right.
for. And I thought, these guys are clever.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to have bounce debits at the
no,
end
true.
Of December and at the end of
And then
of
they've
January.
Got to try and redo all that.
Mm.
Premium holidays are a norm. It's something that not all clients know of, but all financial advisors know. Because what happens is that if a client really cannot afford a premium, we're only talking about your investments. So we're talking mostly like your retirement annuities. When there's life cover attached to it, remember, it's like short-term insurance. If I don't pay my short-term insurance,
it's gone.
And I have to restart it all. So please just be very aware that life cover does not apply to that. But if you've got a retirement annuity, you can take anything from 3 to 9 months premium holiday, which is really not something that we advocate, because obviously it does make a difference in your investment portfolio. But like we were saying earlier on, people are being retrenched. People are losing their jobs. People have been paying religiously into those policies. And that is their financial future for when they're old. So you can take a premium holiday up to 9 months. And you can just go to the company with a letter explaining the reasoning behind it. I have a doctor client who's now opening up her own practice. So she's hell of an excited. But her premium is over 4,000 rand a month on her retirement annuity. And she's saying to me, Michelle, I need capital for the next 6 months so that I can get my practice up and running, because where previously I was being paid by somebody, now I'm kind of paying myself. So we are doing a premium holiday for her so that she can get her practice running. So there are some very valid reasons. Unemployment.
Can't just because it's December.
No, because I feel like it and I need that money to pay for Christmas gifts. look, you can tell them whatever you want to, but you've also got to understand that it will affect your investments.
But what I wondered is if I take a holiday and I don't pay my premiums for 2 months, in the third month when I come back, am I going to have to pay?
No, you pay the normal premium again. So you don't have to pay arrear premiums. Mm-hmm. It's almost like we've put a suspense on that account.
So the account will grow, investment account
correct,
will grow.
But not as aggressively as when premiums are put in.
Okay.
Yeah. So it is really a very valid thing for a lot of people to be able to utilize that without losing the benefit. Because people are saying, I don't want to sort of have it made paid up and then having to start all over again. Can we not just
take a break
on it? Yes.
So you
hit the pause button and then start it again in 6 months.
So do you think it is a good idea to find out about all of the things that you have, all the debits that you have, all of those kinds of things that you have, and find out about a payment holiday to just even if it is a payment holiday for January, because you get paid so much earlier in December. So just take a holiday for that 1 month. 1 month ain't bad,
you can,
right?
You can do that.
Can you do it every year in December?
No. This is where the trick comes in. Because you can do a maximum of, say, 9 months. But I think it has to be for, and that's why I'm wondering, the 2 month, it's normally a 3 month minimum that you're allowed to take. So then you can do 3 months, 3 months, 3 months. But they have to be in spates of 3 months.
Okay. But it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? If you're sitting in a situation where you really are concerned about that debit going through and really that it's not a good time of the year for you, speak to your financial advisor. Ask the question. As I said, we don't advocate it. However, we always look at it as a circumstantial thing. Does the circumstance warrant what we do?
Michelle, this is also the time for learning, if you haven't mastered it yet, to say no. This is that time of the year.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, well, look, because as we're sitting here chatting about all of these things, one of the things that I often think about is, simply because it is December, simply because it is summer, simply because there's a 13th check if you are that lucky, or because you have less work, because you've got a whole week. A lot of people, a lot of companies insist that people take that leave. So you're actually
forced
to be at home or whatever, but you're not at work. So there's that additional time. That doesn't mean that you have to spend
money,
that time in the malls,
no,
at restaurants,
no,
spending money. That is time that you can say no. You can say no to that extra drinks with the girls if you don't have that time. Or you can just go to a bottle store and buy a bottle of wine.
I was just going to say, and have your friends come to you. But this, I think, is also a time for family, because during the year, so many families are so busy with their lives that they kind of live past each other, literally. So I think December, or this festive season, and the forced leave that you're meant to take now almost allows you to get back to being a unit with your family. And it allows you that, just that time, that where before you never had a chance to speak to Kanejo about joining the choir. And, you know, this shock of coming home and going, Mom, by the way, you know, Christmas carols on Thursday because I'm in the choir. Or Jade. You know, she's at that age now where she's becoming more and more independent. She's got her bike license, so it drives me nuts. It makes me as nervous as anything. But I've also got to learn that she's growing up. But I need to still keep base and touch with her as an individual. This is the time for that. That people are able to sit down and actually chat, go to a movie together, go to the botanical gardens and read a book on a blanket. Doesn't cost a lot of money.
So the things, remind me again, the things I must think about and keep top of my mind about not overspending.
Family budget.
Not spending.
Yeah.
Not overspending.
No.
Over the next couple of weeks.
Have a family budget. set a limit to the gifts that you're going, or the amount that you're going to pay on the gifts. Draw up a list for the individuals that you're going to be purchasing for and what you're going to be purchasing for them. Make a day of that. Enjoy the day with the person that you're going to go and buy with for the people. I think that's just such a lot of fun. Make it a day. Make it fun. Try not to take your credit card with you. Rather take the cash with you if possible, because it's going to stop you from overspending. Also, look at things like online shopping, because that's also going to help you spend what's within the budget that you've already set up.
Jeez.
And use your loyalty program and loyalty cards.
That's my favorite one. There's a lot of things to think about. I should have brought my notebook. Michelle, I should have brought my notebook. Thank God there's a podcast. I can listen to this again and take down those notes. But one of the things that this time of the year is also notorious for, and I already received an email from FNB, one of my banks.
One of your banks.
Yeah, because, you know, you're like out there banking with everybody. I'm trying to get
the giving you the best rates?
I'm trying to get the U-Count and the E-Box and the, I'm in there, getting the Avios, everything. It's also, you know, it makes me feel like in touch, like shifting.
Powerful woman.
Shifting my sense from one place to the next makes me feel like I'm in control of a lot of things. But I got an email, and I'm very vigilant. We had this conversation. Yeah. Fraud, very increased, and the online fraud in particular. Speaking of shopping online, I received this email telling me just a fraud alert. Be aware.
Yes.
The things not to give out. Don't give out your PIN.
Sure.
Don't click on links that ask you for information about
personal
yourself.
Information, yeah.
But also, you know, this is that time. I don't know if this has ever happened to you or to other white people. I always wonder if this happens to white people. This is a real thing.
Okay.
It might be because white people don't walk around the streets of Joburg as much, right? But this is one of the things that happens. And there's no other word. They call it amasalamus, right? So people who try, con artists. They're con artists, but conning you out of your money. So now you're like, you have your stack of 1,000 rand that you're going to go and buy your Christmas presents with. There are always people out there trying to con you out of your money. I always wondered, white people, because then you're walking along and then there's a guy, you know, it's like touching you and, oh, sister, all your money is gone. You know, you need special oils.
No, listen, I don't think it's a white or a black thing. This is a general thing. I have unfortunately been caught one or two times just because I think I'm an idiot. But because you get a guy and he comes to you, and especially old people, old people can get anything out of me. I don't know what it is. And this old guy came up to me and he said, listen, his car, he just needs to get his car from here to Cresta. Can I please give him some petrol money? And I said to him, I don't really carry cash on me, but I've got 15 rand. And I gave him the 15 rand, which is not really money, but I'm hoping it's going to get him to Cresta.
Ask other people. Mm. They'll give you another 15 rand.
Yeah. So I get out of the shop and I've given this old man, and I'm feeling so good about myself. You know, I was like a Samaritan today. And go to the car, drive out. Now I go and get petrol, but now I can still see the shops from where I am. And Stu is living nuts. You know what the old man walked out with? Wine. He went and bought a freaking bottle of wine, and he did not have a car.
Oh no. I think what does happen also at this time of the year is you let your guard down.
No, you do.
You feel sorry
for everybody.
You're happy. You're spending. It's Christmas.
But you've got the money and people don't. And you know they haven't got a Christmas tree at home, and you feel sorry for them and you feel bad for them and you just feel guilty. No, but it happens. So I think it's not a sort of a white or a black thing. I think it happens intrinsically to people and who you are as a person.
I'm totally going to ask Jane before we go. Jane will like explain the thing. Yamasala Muse. I'm telling you, it's a real thing. But you let your guard down. You do have extra money. There's a hustle and bustle in the stores. There are a lot of people out there. like looking to con you.
Sure.
One of the things that's a growing trend, and this happened to me, I don't remember if I told you this, this happened to me at my uncle's funeral with my cell phone. Like a really decent guy, and it's happened to, I've seen it on Facebook with people talking about it, a really decent person comes up to you, really has trouble, I need to make a phone call, please can I use your phone, I just need to make a quick phone call, and off with your phone. And they don't look the way you think a scallop that's going to take your phone is going to look like. So just be aware, be vigilant. When you're in the shops, when you're online even.
Sure.
I think I've shown you the amount of spam I get with all sorts. I mean, I get emails from Pravin Gordhan telling me I've got money at the
Reserve
Bank.
Yes, aren't you lucky? Oh, SARS is giving you X amount. I think the rule of thumb is very simply, if anybody asks for your personal details, anybody asks for your banking details with PINs, you know, delete immediately. And I mean, that's three things that you've got to remember. And I think as far as human nature is concerned with people coming up and asking for assistance, we have become so indoctrinated by everything bad that's gone on that we almost have closed ourselves off to humanity. Whereas sometimes that human element just has to come back in. And I mean, I know most of the schools and a lot of organizations at this time of the year do the shoebox centers, which I think is a phenomenal opportunity for people to give in a very safe environment. Mm. So most schools, I know about four or five schools that are doing it currently. Mm. And the beauty that they're also doing now is a lot of the schools are not just doing for the children, they're doing for the old ages, old age homes and stuff as well, which I think is brilliant. Mm. So there is a way for us to give back. So you can literally go home, do the shoebox, Santa things, and either go and deliver it to people so that they can distribute or whatever it is.
And again, it's okay to say, I've done enough.
Correct.
It's okay to say, I've done enough. I remember traveling in India. One of the things that I couldn't handle was the amount of poverty.
Yeah.
Right next door to austerity. In India, it's crazy and it's phenomenal. People are like one-eyed, one-armed on the street. Jeez. And are like Lamborghini driving by.
Yeah.
They don't. And I remember having a conversation with someone who said to me, well, that's because he believes in karma. So that's their lot in life. And this is my lot in life. This time around, I was lucky and this is the life that I'm living. So just over the vigilance, over the being aware of yourself and the humanity, it's okay to be like,
sure,
I've done enough now.
Correct.
I've done enough now. I've given, I've done. Do what you can.
Correct. And do as much as you want.
When you can.
Yeah.
And more than that, you don't owe it to anybody.
No.
You know, and I do think that one of the things just around Christmas really is that. It's a heightened sense of feeling really lucky and feeling.
And also guilty to a certain extent for what you have. And people, I think it's a normal feeling. And that's why people want to give more at this time of the year. But again, as far as fraud is concerned, yes, everything escalates this time of the year, but it is throughout the year that that happens. I mean, it's crazy. You know, you get these messages, SMSs. I mean, Standard Bank's paid me how many times into my bank account? I don't have a Standard Bank account. So, seriously? But again, yes, I think it's just that whole feeling of, be excited about Christmas. Be excited about how you're going to spend your festive season. Be excited about what pleasure you're going to be able to give others by giving what you want to give. But also be very aware of how much you are giving and if it's going to get you into trouble in January.
Get you into trouble in January. And I suppose also one of the things that we don't emphasize enough is trusting your gut.
Yeah.
Trust yourself. You know, sure, if you feel wrong about a situation, if you feel in your belly something,
sure, that this doesn't look right, it doesn't feel right,
doesn't sound right,
correct,
then
walk away.
Rather walk away.
Absolutely.
Because that's just, of all the things that every year around this time I hear about and worry about, is people who get taken for a ride, people who lose everything, people whether they get taken for a ride simply because they weren't concentrating or whether they get taken for a ride because they swept up in the excitement, it's always, for me, one of the things to be completely vigilant and honest with yourself about is what you can and cannot do. And I think my big lesson today, Michelle, is planning.
Sure. And again, don't do it on your own. Make it something that you as a family unit are both involved in, because then you'll also keep each other kind of on the par and on the level to say, like, Mom, no, hang on, we didn't say this. We didn't say we're going to spend this much on
or
this person.
Or on this thing.
Exactly.
Or in this way.
Exactly.
So accountability with each other.
And also
too.
Keep each other honest as far as this is concerned. Don't stop having fun, but make sure when you're having fun, you're doing it in the right way, which isn't going to affect you in the middle of January where you are eating crackers.
When the Christmas lunch is gone, when the feasting with friends are gone.
And there's no more lights because electricity's been cut off. So all the little twinkly lights are also gone.
But also, I suppose also just one of those things is this does get to become that time for access. Mm. Where we do more than we're used to doing, simply because we're swept up in the moment.
Pumin, I think this is also a huge problem for me, is around this time you're also going to get so many more SMSs from loan companies to say, do you need extra money for Christmas? So what they do is they say 100,000 rand or say 50,000 rand at low interest rates, but you don't realize you're paying it off for the next 5 years.
No one has ever offered me 100,000 rand via SMS.
Don't you get stuff from Direct Access?
100,000 rand over SMS.
Yep.
Come on now.
I promise you. But we don't even have to look at big amounts like that. We're talking about people going in for loans at this time of the year. Because they want to have the best Christmas. They want to buy all those prezzies. I promise you, this is where all those loan companies make huge amounts of money. And it bugs the hell out of me.
Discipline yourself, girl.
Not just the discipline, but they shouldn't be giving loans to a lot of people. Because those poor people cannot pay it back. So, yeah, but don't stop having fun. Make this whole Christmas festive season fun. Just have fun, but do it in a structured way.
Always with Michelle. Always coming in here, all up in here on some
Keeping It Real on CliffCentral.com.
Keeping it real, Tib. Michelle, thank you so much. It's a month before Christmas, and Michelle's been out here keeping it real for us on how not to overspend, how to like stretch those rands for the 6 weeks that you're not going to get paid if you're getting that check. If you're not getting a 13th check like some of us.
Use your loyalty cards.
Use your loyalty cards. Plan. When you go out there shopping, plan for what you're going to shop on. And don't just like spend willy-nilly. Write a list. Write a list and be a big girl about it. Michelle, I actually think one of the things that I'm thinking about, besides all of the stuff swirling in my head that you're telling me about today, is maybe when we come back in January, one of the things that we should actually be talking about is how to plan in January for those December
spins. No, absolutely.
Spins.
You know what? The best thing to do is after Christmas, you've got massive sales again. Go buy gifts for next year.
So this year, don't give anybody gifts.
You'll buy for next year.
Spend the gifts next year. I'm Pumema Shekho, and you've been listening to Womandla with Michelle Dave, as we do at the end of every month before that paycheck comes, giving you advice on how to deal with that money.
Jizzle. CliffCentral.com.